welcome to X's and Omar Overtime. Thank you for hanging on tight with us.
Explain what overtime is.
This is what this show is. So it began by this was supposed to be something special just for all of y'all who are watching us live.
All y'all.
Who are watching us live. But because this tends to be everyone's favorite part of the show, this gets posted anyway. But if you are, this is for everyone who is asking us questions live during the show. We will answer them as best as we can. Okay, let's start with the chat room itself. A post Lekev. If Tannehill is not the problem, why don't we focus on the defense? Why do we keep trying to help him? I think that means in like personnel moves.
I agree with you. I agree with you, whoever that person is, because Tannehill is a problem. He's not the problem. He is a problem, but he's not the reason that the Dolphins are 1-4. You need to fix this defense. You have to fix this run game. You have to fix the pass rushing pressure. You have to fix the secondary. And I think that they've made some moves to do that this week. Signing Benny, whatever his name is. Adding Chimdi Chekwa. They get Chris Culver back. That's three new cornerbacks who could potentially be starters for you. I think that they're, improving that defensive line, that defensive tackle spot. They added the Orchid from Florida. They need some help at defensive tackle. And I said, funny thing is, going into the draft, you better address that defensive tackle spot.
They didn't do that.
They didn't.
Is Tannehill a mic? Is Tannehill playing slow because he doesn't truly know the offense?
Everybody's playing slow because they truly don't know the offense, so it's not fair to put that just on Tannehill. But Tannehill's playing slow from a pocket presence standpoint because he's not good from a pocket presence standpoint. And the offensive line is not giving him time. They have such a deficit by the time the second half comes. Because notice, most of your sacks come in the second half.
Sure.
When teams are, they're up 13 points, they're just pinning their ears back, coming after you. It's a stat game at that point. Think about how many stat games Tannehill has played in throughout his career just because he can't even make the team competitive in the first half.
Right.
Think about it.
You think the other way, it's like the Patriots game where he just padded those stats. He padded those stats because
they don't care what he's putting up as long as, they finish the game healthy.
Daryl from Maryland. If you know teams are running on you, why not bring up guys and commit to stopping the run? I know it leaves guys one-on-one, but this slow death by pounding is ridiculous.
They did that. They had a five-man defensive line last week. Rashad Jones spends most of his career inside the box, so they do that. It's just not working.
DB, why is it that I'm seeing the blitz coming, but it seems like Tannehill is not? The line is not adjusting, and the sacks keep happening.
Receivers are not doing a good enough job getting open. Ryan Tannehill is always locked on what's going on downfield, as you should want all good quarterbacks to do. The great ones can do that and also feel the presence around them. Tannehill is not there. And Tannehill will never be good from a pocket presence standpoint.
Someone needs to just make a GIF of us doing whatever that was that we just did. That was us feeling the pressure. Feeling the pressure. this is, all right, Slick. This we'll get it in because we love you so much. He asked us, is this a new one? No, it's an old one. That's why. Never mind. We keep on asking that question.
Here's a question from Christopher Warnett. Why can't the Dolphins throw Grant a wide receiver screen?
I
asked that just for you.
Well, this is the, Tannehill's struggling.
Mm-hmm.
Direct snap to Jakeem Grant.
Oh, my
That's
God.
That's what I'm saying.
Listen,
that's what I'm saying.
Here's my problem.
Dude's a playmaker. He's a playmaker. He's a really great interview, and I think it's important.
Listen,
it's about finding out what you have.
Okay,
it's about finding out the skills that you have. And right now, we don't know if Jakeem Grant can play quarterback for this team.
I would rather play Leonte Carew because he's a better player. I'm sorry. Here's my issue with Jakeem Grant. We've discussed this already.
Right.
He's 160 pounds. Right. Everybody who hits him is destroying him.
Right.
He is not meant for the NFL physically. And I don't think there's anything, while he's fast as you know what, the minute they touch him, he's going down. Right. So if you throw him screens, okay, you better make sure the offensive line is blocking those screens. Because it's just not going to be pretty. Mm-hmm. And everybody ragdolls him. He's just not big enough.
Coach.
I need somebody to name me another 160-pound NFL player that's had success. Like, please, please, because I just can't. I think the kid is talented. I love, he's electric when he gets the ball in his hand in open field, but why would anybody give him an open field? Mm-hmm. If Jakeem Grant comes on the field, I'm pressing. Not only am I pressing, but I'm expecting a screen.
Yeah.
Or I'm expecting a drag.
Yeah,
or
I'm
expecting an end around. I know what's happening.
Right.
Can he run a real NFL route? My answer is no. And so the coaches have the same answer.
Well, and that's one thing. And not only thing, but you're not. He's not out there blocking anybody.
You're
going to run to that.
Oh, absolutely. you just feeding into my, as a run blocker. Oh my God.
Okay. Well, let's talk. This is a good question. Everyone's question is a good question, but I think this is a good one that we didn't talk about. Coach Joe Gill, with Jay Ajayi playing somewhat decent,
Jay Ajayi. Okay.
Continue to feed him and hope he continues to progress, mm-hmm. or give the carries back to Arian Foster when he returns.
I don't think there's a future in Arian Foster. One, even if he does get healthy and you ride him out for 6 games, he's going to get injured again. Mm-hmm. You're going to go right back to what you were doing. And truth be told, he's on a 1-year contract. There is no future for Arian Foster here in Miami. Why aren't you figuring out whether or not you have something in Kenyon Drake, Damian Williams, or Jay Ajayi? Why aren't you figuring out whether or not you need to draft a running back in the first round, early in the first round? Why aren't you figuring out what you have in this backfield? Because there's no future in it, Arian Foster. Right.
And winning doesn't matter at this point.
It matters. Adam Gase needs to focus on winning for the next month because he will lose. If he doesn't win, he will lose the locker room.
Okay. Here's a good question from Jay. We got good questions today. Who's the next victim of the purge?
Oh, wow.
I'll throw a name.
Oh, go ahead. I'll let you throw the name first.
Tony Lippitt.
Nah, Tony Lippitt is a good body on special teams.
Okay.
Jordan Lucas. There's no reason he's on your 53 and roster.
Okay. And it doesn't really count because he's not even like a name that.
When Chris Culliver comes back, Jordan Lucas is going to the practice squad. But you want a playing name?
Yeah, I want a playing name.
I think Jordan Cameron and on IR is probably the next purge victim.
Okay.
If you want to sit here and say, oh, well, we ain't got nothing to work with, and when you want to line up excuses and you need a roster spot, no, Chris Jones. Chris Jones probably.
Chris Jones.
Chris Jones doesn't belong.
Okay.
Let me change that from Jordan Cameron to Chris Jones. Chris Jones either better play like a monster against Pittsburgh or his days in the NFL are numbered.
All right, let's switch over to some Twitter questions. Jeff Jitsu. What happened to design runs by Ryan Tannehill? Haven't seen one in 3 weeks.
Let me sip my tea like Kermit the Frog. Mm. I don't know. You can't. I don't know. I would be running the crap out of him. Mm. Me personally, I would be running the crap out of him. He would play exactly like Marcus Mariota played.
I thought we saw a nice blueprint of what Ryan Tannehill should be able to do.
You know the reason I didn't like Marcus Mariota in that draft?
Why?
Because he reminded me too much of Ryan Tannehill. When I watched his college film.
Yeah.
He looked like Tannehill when I watched his college film. Probably a bigger body of work, but he looked like Tannehill. And I was just like,
I don't want that.
I don't want that. But no, truth be told, he's probably going to be better than Tannehill. Because he has a feel for the pocket.
Q-Wop. Shall we set an over-under line for Antonio Brown for yardage? Q-Wop is thinking 200 yards.
I give it 80.
It's Beniquary, by the way. Beniquary. Ben Beniquary. I'm pretty sure that's what it is.
When did this just come to you?
I'm just telling you that makes me think of it because, of course, last time he played, he gave up 300 yards to Julio Jones.
No, he only gave up 200 to 300. Don't put all those extra 100 yards on him. Listen, sometimes guys have a bad game. Julio Jones is lighting up everybody in the NFL.
It's true.
There isn't anybody Julio Jones is not lighting up. Do you remember he lit up Darrell Revis?
Yeah. Well, Darrell Revis is...
Don't
not throw Revis anymore.
Julio Jones is lighting up everybody. So if the Dolphins are able to get an NFL starter for free because of Julio Jones, I think everybody should thank Julio Jones because you don't really have that many NFL starters at cornerback right now.
Zulu. Does the hurry-up aspect of this offense not allow any motions, or why are there barely any?
There are motions. There are motions to help telegraph the defense from what what plays that they're in. So there are motions there. The hurry up, Dolphins aren't even really hurrying up anymore because right. they've realized their snap count is like 38 to 80 on the defensive standpoint. Right. Here's a funny story. Every time a new coach comes in, this is part of the reason why I hate new coaches. They're like, oh, hurry up is the solution. Hurry up is going to fix all our problems. Oh, we're going to be a hurry up offense. And what they never factor in is that's going to put stress and pressure on your weak defense. Mm-hmm. And so eventually they abandon the hurry up. So while they talk all these wonderful things about the hurry up and how it's going to fix all of these problems, I always sit there and be like, really? Yeah, really? When you are gassing this defense, you're going to immediately abandon the hurry up. Right. And the Dolphins have.
And they did it for 3 months before the season started. Now all of a sudden you got to do something different. And it's, you know, all out of whack.
Recipe for disaster.
And just
we keep doing the same thing as an organization and expecting different results. Say different people doing it, but same thing.
MT Sullivan, should Dolphins trade Wake for a pick?
I'm sure Wake would like that.
Yeah.
I believe Wake wants his release from, not release, but Wake has never been part of a winning team here. His career is going to, he'll probably go down as a Dolphins legend, probably be in the Ring of the Honor, but he'll never be part of a winner. And especially with this snap count, this ridiculous, idiotic snap count that they've got him on, you don't think Wake's, you've been there, you've been around in the locker room.
Yeah.
Wake's frustration level is like here. It's ridiculously high, and you don't play him because he allegedly can't stop the run. You're allowing 150 yards rushing.
How's this going to change? Yeah. It can't get any worse. It really can't get, it can't get any worse.
I have a hard time imagining how it could get worse.
Yeah.
So, you know, but does Wake deserve a better ending in his Dolphins career? Absolutely. But you know what? He chose to sign a contract extension that didn't make him a free agent. I get why he did it, because it allowed him some injury. He got $3 million guaranteed for next year. It allowed him, I don't have to worry about if I suffer an injury, my career is over. Okay, but when you do that for a little security, you're stuck here. Mm. This is your losing team, Cameron Wake. And I don't blame him for what's going on, especially this season, since he could barely get on the field. But I do feel sorry for him.
All right, that's a good place to end, I think.
All right.
Thanks to everyone watching us on X's and Omar Overtime. We'll, of course, continue to take your questions using the hashtag XOmar. We'll try to answer some of the ones that we didn't get to just on Twitter. And, you know, maybe we'll have something good to talk about.
Or maybe
more guys will get purged next week.
No, that's not good. I don't like guys getting purged.
It's not good. No, and I didn't mean to smile about it, because it's not cool, and it's not, you know, a lot of
people had their NFL dreams and hopes killed.
You know what, though? That being said, Justin Hunter caught a touchdown pass last week.
Did he?
Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't think he should have been cut.
So, guys, you know, Billy Turner and Dallas Thomas are going to wind up somewhere.
Billy Turner will resurface in the NFL again. He'll be a Dallas Thomas-esque release where you'll be thinking, why did Dolphins do that again? And just... So. Constant. Here's a. I always talk to you about it. Collateral loss. Mm-hmm. Who's Billy Turner wasn't Mike Tannenbaum's pick. Who cares?
Right.
Well. And you just keep collaterally losing talent just because, hey, he's not mine. I didn't pick him.
Well, and the
next
someone
year,
put out it's the 2013 draft, right? Which basically has Jelani Jenkins left and everyone else is gone or just.
Deion
total
Jordan.
Disaster. Deion Jordan's still around.
He's like 300 pounds now, but he's still around.
Oh, my goodness.